Oh yeah, some Motown shit. 1972 from their 100 Proof album. That was 100 Proof Aged in Soul with Everything Good is Bad.
Yeah.
David?
Yeah?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. When you released your first couple singles, at first you were a little nervous, as I understand it. You weren't quite sure if they would land well, right? Now, the Alma came out this past September. How has the resonance so far, the feedback, how has it been so far?
Amazing. I think friends came to me and said, David, this is really good. And that meant a lot to me, and it means a lot to me, because when friends come to you and say, hey David, what you do is really good, boom, and and it's really touching, you know. It's not only a guy that says, yeah, it's good what you do, it's a friend, you know. And
it's honest as well.
And I mean, I have a friend that is really honest to me, a good friend. And he's always telling me if it's good or if it's...
Or if it's shit.
It's shit. And he really told me, hey man, that's good work. And yeah, it means a lot when people come and says like things like, yeah, you made me cry. And
made me feel something.
Yeah, you made me feel something. I had goosebumps on this song. Yeah, it's amazing.
And you're all about live music, right?
Right.
I mean, you recorded these songs live, and it's obvious that you're burning to be on stage. During the recording of this album, was there any part of you that started to prefer the safety of the studio, or were you, even while you were recording, were you still thinking of the stage the whole time?
No. I was like, okay, we have 7 takes and it has to be good. And yeah, I was very, very, very nervous.
Yeah.
But after 2 takes, I was like, okay, fuck it.
Yeah.
And let's do it. But yeah, I'm much more comfortable when I can take one instrument at a time. And so yeah, it was a good experience. You know, it's something you can't repeat so quickly, because it was difficult to get 11
getting
musicians,
all the 11, right?
11 musicians in different rooms and really record this. And it was fun, but it was also a little stressful.
I can imagine. I mean, there is some pressure on that as well. It's different kind of pressure when you're performing live, though, isn't it?
Right. It's different, but I like to perform live.
Yeah.
It's not like when you perform live. It's really different, because you know it's recorded.
Yeah.
And it has to be good. You know. Yeah. You can simulate that feeling of live, but it's not the same as having crowd in front of you and feeling the vibe of the room. You are in the studio.
Simulate, that's the right word, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Motown sound is one of your inspirations, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we got to hear another track, don't you
think?
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah. The Impressions with Fool for You.
But I'm a fool for you. I'm a fool for you.
A lot of music, man.
A lot of what?
You know a lot of music.
Love it.
Yeah.
That unmistakable voice of Curtis Mayfield on vocals, that was The Impressions with Fool for You. It's a solid track, huh?
Oh.
Yeah,
love it.
Talk about goosebumps, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The Impressions were a big influence on the Wailers, from Bob Marley and the Wailers, mm-hmm. and they modeled their singing actually after the Impressions, and they even covered some of their songs, which I had no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go through some of the old Bob Marley and the Wailers tracks, there's at least three or four that are actually Impressions songs that they covered.
All right.
Yes.
Crazy.
So much out there, man. Now, as we touched upon earlier, you are a multi-instrumentalist.
Right.
Is your home a mess of just shit instruments everywhere, or do you keep the music strictly to the studio?
It's a mess. I think too many guitars, too many drumsticks laying everywhere, and I think I have to...
This is clearly an artist's home.
Yeah, it is, I think, yeah. And it's a mess, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's my creative way of...
That's the thing, it breeds the creativity, right?
Right.
When it's there all the time.
Right, I can't stand when it's too sterile and...
Yeah.
You can't live like that. It's not the real life.
I guess you can't... let the music flow like that either then, huh?
Yeah, and sometimes I take the guitar and it's laying on my bed and I have some melody there. Ba-boom, yeah. Ba-boom, ba-boom.
And then a song starts to emerge.
Right, yeah. And when the guitar is somewhere else and you have to go there, and you completely missed the moment.
Yeah. And since you basically play all the instruments yourself, is the writing process also just you, or is the band or some people from the band involved at any point there as well?
I think on some point the band is taking the song in their direction. I think they have I let them the space to create themselves.
You're not a control Nazi that says it has to sound like this exactly.
Absolutely not.
Nice.
I always say, take the vibe of the song and make it to your own thing, and that's amazing. I think this experience you only have when you have when you make live music.
Yeah.
And I'm not absolutely not. I'm not a Nazi in this particular case.
And when people have their own creative freedom, they can add things to the song that make it, in the end, even better than you possibly could have imagined.
Absolutely,
too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have amazing musicians in my band. I love them a lot because, they like the music, they live the music, and they make it better. Mm-hmm. I think I'm very strict with myself when I have to write a song and to finish it, and then I bring it to the band, and the band then makes a whole new thing of it.
And you bring the ingredients to the table, and then instead of a strawberry cake, it turns out to be a cheesecake or something.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter.
It's still delicious.
Yeah, and... if you play for the song and not for yourself, I think that's key.
Fucking A. I think we need to jump into another song of yours. And I'll be honest up front, quite possibly my favorite song of yours.
Nice.
David Di Alma, ladies and gentlemen, with Circle.
Oh, I have a déjà vu. Did it already happen to you? This same conversation, that exact same look. I'm a reread in the same book. I got this strange feeling that I've already heard your voice saying but you don't love me anymore. We're standing at the exact same door, and the whole story begins from the start. The arrows are flying, but hit the same call. Somehow I don't want to relive the same things, but my heart leads me to the places I already know. You give me that call after midnight, saying that you're gonna take a flight to the place where life is light, so you can finally shine bright.
More ballady, this one, a bit more serious, and it's still all soul, baby.
Right.
Circle by David de Alma. You really couldn't help yourself, huh? You started singing along here.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah.
This one is, one's about heartbreak, isn't it?
Yeah. It's about living the same thing again and again. Mm. You know, you fall in love. You're crazy in love, and it all seems to be fantastic, and then that you break up because of something,
shit.
And it goes shit, and you're living that again and again. It's the circle, a bit of life, and it's what I experienced, and
it's a beautiful track, man. I can imagine, I can only imagine live. It must be you know, larger, much larger than it sounds on record.
Much more, yeah. And the band goes crazy in the last part, and me too. I mean, I'm not singing anymore. I'm just screaming on this part, because I'm really expressing the pain, and it's more like I'm it's not a tone anymore. I'm just
letting it out. Circle and Lips, they are both on your album, and the Alma is available on vinyl, which you so gracefully brought me a copy of. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, are you more a vinyl guy or a digital media guy?
So I think I'm more of a vinyl guy now. I think 2 years or 1 year ago, I was more of a Spotify guy.
Yeah.
And now I start to really enjoy to hear a vinyl and the whole album. And I think it came with releasing myself an album that I came more into this direction, that direction.
It is so much more real and a proper listening experience with vinyl, isn't it? Because it immerses you in the album.
Absolutely.
You don't really skip songs or anything. You listen to the whole fucking thing.
You know? Yeah. And you take time to hear or to listen what the whole thing is, and not only one song and you skip, and after 30 seconds you say, I know, I want to listen to that.
What the artist intended.
Yeah, you can close your eyes. Yeah. I close my eyes, I lay on my bed and just listen to the whole thing. I mean, a good example is the Dark Side of the Moon from Pink Floyd. And it's really one of my favorite albums. So, and on vinyl, it's just magic.
I'm still a bit split on the whole issue, though, because the vinyl thing is it's you can't argue against it, right? It's so real. On the other hand, the digital media thing makes it so much easy to mass consume, or also to discover a lot of new stuff as well. Like,
absolutely,
it's a bit of both worlds.
It's difficult for me to really choose a side, because I listen a lot on online platforms, also on YouTube.
Everyone does, yeah.
And I mean, there are a lot of stuff in on YouTube that I like, and you can't really listen it in a vinyl form. So
I think a healthy mix of both worlds is exactly where we need to be.
Right. Let's do a good mixture of it.
Let us jump into a track from a band that contains legends like Steve Cropper and Donald Duck Dunn, who you might know from the Blues Brothers movies, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
The Marquees with Plantation Inn. Woo! Thank you. 1966 from their great Memphis Sound album. That was the Marquees with Plantation Inn. I love that sound.
Yeah.
As songs that are only instrumental, they have a different, like a brilliance to them, you know?
Right.
It's like there's nothing missing in the song.
Right.
Like I wasn't thinking like, oh, there should be someone singing or something. Like it's, it was complete as it is.
That is really impressive, I think, because I really try to understand how to do that.
Yeah.
But for me as a singer, I can't really...
But you're
thinking that way, you know.
But you're the multi-instrumentalist. You play everything.
Yeah, no. But
couldn't there be a David Di Alma track that is just instrumental?
Maybe, but a good track. I mean, you can do a track, but a good track. That was a good track. I mean,
that was an awesome track.
That was an awesome track, of course. Yeah, but you know, it's what makes the difference that you want to listen to. That song and not to another instrumental song. That is the key. And that is my question to the universe.
I never asked myself that question.
I'm sorry.
You've been playing live quite a bit, right?
Right.
Are there any songs of yours that turned out to be more fun to play in front of a crowd than you thought, or the other way around? Are there any songs that you thought would be awesome live, but it turned out to be meh, kind of not so great?
Yeah, that's a good question. I have a song called Cloud.
Yeah, that was almost on tonight's list, but I switched it up for Circle.
Yeah, that's very good. Cloud is a good song. For the people when you listen to it on Spotify, but when you listen to it live, or when you come to a concert and you my experience, Cloud is the shitty song of the concert.
Yeah.
Because it,
it's like a filler, like a space filler.
I don't know what's happening with that song. Life, it doesn't work out. I don't know why. But I like the song. Mm. But life, it is a shitty song.
Well, there you go. Well, you don't have to play it, do you?
But a good song that turned out good is Melody.
Yeah.
Because the people can sing with it.
Yeah.
And I like when the people is part of the concert. It's really important and people is...
And when the audience gets involved as well,
is really a part of the whole night or concert.
Is there anything planned in the region of Zurich, performance wise?
I don't know. No,
not
at this point. But we have a concert in Pontresina.
Pontresina.
It's in Graubünden.
Ah,
yeah, and. I think it's in a hotel.
Okay.
And it's on the 19th of January, in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, I was just thinking. Wait, it's the 4th. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the 4th. Yeah.
Sweet. Well, I will keep a lookout of your concert dates, and I shall, from here, I shall let the people know what comes and goes.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, we have. Well, looking at the clock up there, we're running out of time. David, thank you so much for making the trip from Biel to come here.
Thank
it's
you.
It's been an absolute pleasure, man.
Yeah.
You're a fantastic guest to have in the house. Thank you for coming to Radio Lora.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
David Di Alma will be in concert at his album release party at Le Singe in Biel on the 10th of February. Tickets can be obtained online.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You can buy a ticket online and... Would be a pleasure if you come.
Yeah, you heard some of that soul power come through the airwaves this evening live. It's definitely going to be a slap in the face. The album The Alma is available everywhere, basically. Also on vinyl. You just have to get in touch online. You can get in touch over daviddialma.ch, and he is also on the Instagrams.
Yeah.
Let's round off with some more ska this evening. Ooh. I really love this song. Took me some years to find out who it actually is. Stay sexy out there, my chickens. Take good care of yourselves and each other. David, thank you, man.
Gracias.
Until next time.
Ciao.
Los Albertos with Beer Pack. Haddock.
Fridge is empty and the future is looking grim. The pubs are shut. Hello, hello, there's no one. Looks like I'm gonna have to wait another day. Well, I
got a little offer that opens up the tent. If you knock correctly, we might just let you in. Two crates of Stella.